Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 22nd, 2014. It's a packed program. We're going to jump right into some of the dialogue and the singing of Good Morning as Judah Christian School is putting on a Singing in the Rain production coming May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. A few days ago, we had special guests in the studio and we recorded for about 40 minutes. The first installment of that conversation was yesterday, and today you'll hear from Leslie Chambers, Eli Peacher, and Cameron Cornell. So sit back, enjoy the show, and after singing Good Morning, you'll hear Leslie introduce Eli and Cameron.
We'll take a last look at it. It'll be up for auction in the morning.
You're out of your mind, Don. It's Saturday. No bank is going to foreclose until Monday.
Oh, Don, it wasn't that bad.
No. There's no use kidding myself. Once they release the Dueling Cavalier, Lockwood and Lamont are through.
Well, things went wrong with the sound. If you just get the technical end straightened out...
No, it wasn't that. Something happened to me tonight. Everything you said about me is true, Kathy. I'm no actor. I never was. Just a log of dumb show. A shadow. I know that now.
Well... At least you're taking it lying down.
No kidding, Cosmo. Did you ever see anything as idiotic as me on that screen tonight?
Yeah. How about Lena?
Don, you're not through.
Why, of course not. With your looks and figure, you could drive an ice wagon. Or shine shoes.
Block hats.
Sell pencils.
Dig ditches.
Or worse still, go back into vaudeville. Fit as a fiddle, ready for love. I could jump over the moon up above.
Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
Too bad I didn't do that in the Dueling Cavalier. They might have liked it.
Well, why don't you?
What?
Make a musical.
Sure, a musical picture. Wait a second. Why don't you turn the Dueling Cavalier into a musical?
That's impossible.
Why? You've got 6 weeks before it's released.
Well, sure. Add some songs and dances, trim the bad scenes, add a couple of new ones.
And you got it.
Yeah. But, do you think I can do it?
Of course you can do it.
It's a cinch.
You're right. The picture can be saved.
Hot dog!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Listen, if we can pull this off, this day will go down in history for me. March 23rd.
No. Your historic day is not the 23rd. It's the 24th.
What do you mean, the 24th?
It's 1:30 already. It's morning.
Yes, and what a lovely morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning, sunbeams will soon shine through. Good morning to you.
And you, and you, and you, good morning, good morning. We gap the whole night through.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana.
In the morning, it's great to stay up late. So good morning to you.
Might be just a zippy if we wasn't Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Well, say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Monsieur.
Buenos días.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Good morning.
Practice walking.
Good morning to you.
To my left, we have Eli Peacher. He's a junior at Judah, and he's playing Cosmo Brown in the show. And I've known Eli for a long time. And Cameron Cornell is also to my left, and he's a senior at Judah, and he is playing Don Lockwood in Singing in the Rain. And I've known him for a couple years in high school.
Now, what's some of the things that you guys have all enjoyed being a part of the show? I know it's time-consuming and memorizing all the lyrics and scheduling, you know, all your other activities around making sure you are there for the presentations, dress rehearsals, all that's going on. But what are some of the fun sides and the challenging things you've experienced? Eli, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I've had a great time in the show. Actually, just recently, I've finally been able to start really getting into my character, and it's just hysterically fun to block through the scenes with Leslie and Cameron. And
what, did you say block through the scenes?
Yeah.
Is that like technical? You know, that's some jargon I'm not familiar with. What's blocking through the scenes?
Sorry, blocking through scenes is when you run through them with the dialogue and acting as if you were doing the show.
And you put the people in the right places, you stage them, basically.
Okay. So how many weeks have you guys been rehearsing?
Well, we've been going at it since school started back up in January. It's a class. It's 6 hours for us right after lunch. So everyone's got that burst of energy, and they get it all out.
Now, has it been unique having Angela, your mom, as one of the overseers? Like, is she officially like the director?
Yeah,
I know she does the speech.
She's the official director.
Okay, she's the director.
She's a drama and speech teacher at JUDA. And I love working with my mom. She's the best director I've ever worked with. Sorry, other people out there. But
and she creates a great salad, too, I hear.
That is so true. But no, my mom is a director who removes the drama from the drama.
Yeah.
It's a very Christ-like environment. She makes sure that everyone feels loved, respected, that everyone is able to show off their individual talents, and really just encourages people to love God through something like theater.
Mm-hmm. And Singing in the Rain. I know you referenced it a little bit yesterday, Leslie, even during your prayer time, that God would use this like a production, you know, a Hollywood presentation, if you will, and yet bringing glory to God through it. And how do you see that happening? Is it just through the prayers, or just doing it well, or just presenting something that's encouraging and fun and well-known? I mean, how do you hope or see maybe God using this in people's lives?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I think it's definitely in the lives of the cast. I think that through prayer and just coming together, knowing that we're doing this for the Lord, Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord, not ourselves. So I think there's just a blessing in that. And when we come together as believers and put this on, knowing that we're doing it for the Lord, first and foremost, all to Him be all the glory, I just think that it makes the show that much more fun, knowing that we have a greater purpose. And it's not about us. It's not about just this production, not about drama, but it's about the Lord. So I hope that people see Christ shining through us through the way that we've practiced hard and different things like that.
And you're ringing my bell, as Jason would say, that Colossians 3:23, and I think it's 3:27. There's two different variations, but, you know, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart is working for the Lord, not for men. And then I think the other version is, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. But it's really, no matter what we're doing, whether you're paid by, say, Jewel Food Stores or paid by Busey Bank or Carl Hospital, you might derive your paycheck from them, but ultimately you're working for the Lord. He's the boss. We're His worker bees. So even in a production, Cameron, you can see God at work, can't you?
I really can. If it's not just the fact that it is a Christ-centered environment, also we're able to do a lot of ministry within the group. There's a lot of freshmen in this show, amazingly talented freshmen and sophomores. It's a very varied group. And so us older kids are able to love on these freshmen who are our dear friends. I'm going to give a shout out to Josh Clark right now. He's my boy. And all of them, you know, we're able to just love them and to be friends with them. And that's such a great thing right there. And that's, I think, exactly what Jesus would want for us to do, just to love.
Before we began recording, we had you tape one of the songs you'll be singing. This is Cameron, you, and Eli. And so we're going to play that for our Great News Radio listeners just to give them a little sampling of what they can hear on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at JUDA Christian School as you'll be singing and putting together, presenting Singing in the Rain in your own unique style and manner. And so here's a song that you just recorded in the studio here a few minutes ago. Thank you, God, for Tim Renner for driving out and presenting for those few minutes with all of us. He's already left the studio, but we'll play this one song, and then Cameron, you can share a little of your faith journey and maybe a special verse that God has impressed on your heart, and then talk a little about that missions trip that you recently were on, and I think you're going to be going on another one soon, right?
Actually, we just came back from one. We were just in Puerto Rico. The whole senior class from JUDA went. So,
Okay. So here's the song as taped in the Great News Radio studio, and it'll be presented at JUDA Christian School on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Tickets tickets are only $10 for adults, $7 for students. And if you have children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, 12 and under, it's only $5. And the evening presentations are at 7 p.m., and there's a matinee on Saturday, May 3rd at 2 p.m. So the young ones, that would be a great one for them to get out and enjoy singing in the rain. So here's Cameron Cornell and Eli Peacher singing Fit as a Fiddle.
Fit as a fiddle, ready for love. I could jump over the moon up above. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Having a worry, having a care. Feel like a feather that's floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, and we'll march with Ma and Pa. Now the church bells will be ringing, with a hey, nonny, nonny, and a ha-cha-cha. Pine diddle diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, and what does she say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
All right, Cameron, a little of the faith journey. Obviously, you have a great voice. What got you interested in drama? And then share a little of that faith journey.
Well, as for drama, my family has been involved with drama. I had an uncle who was on Broadway. My mom could have easily gone to Broadway. She's so talented, so blessed, but she chose to be a great mom instead. And as for my faith journey, I would say it's a semi-interesting one. Maybe I would prefer a different one myself, but once upon a time, I was an atheist, actually. Not just your run-of-the-mill, oh, believe whatever you want, but I'm going to believe what I want. No, rather, I was the militant atheist. If you believed in God, I was going to argue with you, and by gone, I was right, because I was 12. through my parents' divorce, actually, God brought me to him. He broke my heart so that he could heal it. And I thank him for that, actually. And over the years, through the struggles with sin, through dealing with my relationship with my dad, God has brought me to a place where not only am I healed completely, and that's the beautiful thing about God's grace, it's not only something that's going to get us to heaven, but he wants to be with us right here, and I praise him for that. And so throughout all of that, God has really brought me to a place where actually he has called me to be a missionary. I'm not sure where to. I think just all over, wherever there's a believer who needs to hear about Jesus or someone who has never even heard of Jesus, God has called me to them. And so after college, which will probably be in Minneapolis, I'm going to be going to somewhere, wherever God leads.
You know, I like that you say that and you don't qualify, because a lot of people say, God, I will serve you as a missionary. I'll do everything you want. Just don't send me to China or wherever. And that's, where do you think God sends that person? So
yeah, actually, originally I was wanting to go into youth pastoring just to give back to the to be like the people who actually introduced me to Jesus. But then I was like, God, I want to stay near home. And God said, nope, you're going really far away. So I've learned to be very careful with those prayers.
Well, what was one of the things, maybe the take-home applications or something that God impressed on you throughout this last short-term missions project you just returned from?
Well, there was Puerto Rico, but I would say the one that has most drastically changed my life has been the mission trip to Spain over winter break. That was with a small group. We went to a small region in Spain where the priests, if these people are lucky, come to them once every few months. So they have really no access to Jesus. They really don't read all that much, so they don't have opportunity to read the Bible. Or if they do, it's, oh, that's the priest's job. And so what has changed my life with that is just the day-to-day habits. For instance, God has really brought me to a place where I need to wake up early for a time to be with just him. And he's changed my life in just however I meet someone. If it's a waitress who has been just so helpful, I'll just say, thank you so much for making my day easier. Please let me share with you something. Mm-hmm. So that just that courage of sharing wherever I go, whatever happens, whoever I'm talking to, not forcing it, not preaching and saying, you must know Jesus, but rather just saying, hey, I've been healed. Do you want to meet the healer?
Yeah. Amen. Hey, Cameron, you're
keeping great composure, but maybe this is part of your generation. I'm watching Leslie and Eli here with their iPhone going back and forth. I don't know if they're texting or posting.
They're actually looking at pictures of Eli and me goofing off.
Yeah, I know.
So it goes
you
both
know,
ways.
It's the best picture ever.
Twittering or, you know, updating the audience. I was like, wow, you're not getting, you know, derailed by that. I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on here, but it's fun having you. And I'm sure for our audience, with all of you being 17 or 18 years old, it's just refreshing and encouraging for our listeners. We have a lot of senior saints in their 70s, 80s, you know, 90s that are finishing very well. And sometimes they're like, is the next generation going to pick up the banter and carry the name of Christ and proclaim him? And it's kind of exciting to hear your enthusiasm and your desire to share him and witness, even through Singing in the Rain, this presentation that's coming up. And so I'm going to play another song that we just recorded with you, Cameron, just a few minutes ago. And I guess there's going to be some special effects when the song is presented on stage.
Yeah. In fact, we're actually going to be having water coming down. It's going to be raining, and I'm still tapping in the midst of it.
Now, have you rehearsed this? You're going to be singing while the rain's falling and you're getting wet?
We haven't rehearsed it in the rain yet, but it's going to be just this great time. People think of Singing in the Rain, they think of that song where Gene Kelly is dancing in the rain, and so we realized we could not do this production without that accurate representation.
Well, we didn't have the rain, but we did record this just a few minutes ago here in the studio with Cameron Cornell and Tim Renner on the keyboard, Singing in the Rain.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain. Just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yadda da da yadda da. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
All right, Eli, step up to the microphone. It's your turn to share a little faith story. But what do you think of your friend Cameron here and his voice? I thought it was pretty excellent.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Every time he sings, he's awesome.
Oh,
Now, what's your favorite candy bar? Maybe you can, like, get something out of him for, you know, the shout-outs.
Skittles.
Oh, my mom already
Skittles.
Buys him Skittles.
Yes, okay.
Skittles.
So
no, milk
thing.
Chocolate. It's got to be, like...
I'm like a fruity candy guy. I don't know. But I like Skittles so much.
And the sugar.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
And
what do you like when you're amped up, like, on sugar? I just can't imagine.
Like, I don't think I really changed too much. Yeah, Ms. M always likes to... Oh, she gets me Skittles a lot, actually.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so your part, what's the role you play again in Singing in the Rain?
I play Cosmo. I'm Don's best friend who we just heard singing.
And have you had a drama background? What got you interested in being a part of this?
Oh, it was just seemed fun, and so I started it, and then I've really enjoyed it. It was in the musical last year, and I'm in it again this year, and I'm really excited for the shows. It's going to be really fun.
Now, I know off-air you shared a little of your faith journey. You grew up in an environment where Christ was proclaimed. You attended church. You knew about God. But were there other people that were instrumental in helping kind of lead you in your faith journey?
Yeah, I've been really blessed from birth. I've grown up in a great Christian home with really strong Christian parents who have raised me in Christ and knowing his word, and it's really a blessing. And some people who have been like instrumental in my faith journey would be Joel Williams, who also is helping with the show. He's a youth pastor of mine, leads a small group that I'm in. Yeah, he really just has had a great impact on my life, sharing Christ in our small group and being a good example for me.
I know you shared something out of James that was important or unique or special for you.
Yeah, James 1, 2 through 4 is one of my favorite verses. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God."
Why is that a special verse for you?
I don't know, because it's like, it just reminds me to persevere through whatever comes my way, even though I've never been really faced with something too huge or anything. There's little stressors that, you know, you might dramatize in your mind. And it's good to, reminds me to go to God, to, you know, go to him for support and to carry me through whatever I need him for.
Now we're going to, Leslie, maybe close out with you giving us all the information on when this presentation, this show is coming to Judah Christian School, how much it costs, and when it's all going to happen.
Okay, the show is May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. May 1st is a Thursday night, and it's 7 p.m. show. Friday, also 7 p.m. And Saturday, we have a matinee at 2 p.m. and evening show at 7 p.m.
What's the prices, and is there a phone number to call if they need more information? Because I think the tickets are just being sold at the door.
Yes, tickets at the door, and adults are $10, students are $7, and children 12 and under are $5. The phone number for Judah Christian, if you need more information about tickets, about the show, anything like that, the number is 217-359-1701. That's 217-359-1701.
All right, everyone, that's the event. It's happening at Judah Christian School May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I hope you'll come. Maybe even come a couple different times, or the matinee would be a great one to bring your children, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren. Only $5 for those 12 and under, $10 for adults, $7 for students. Judah Christian School is located at 908 North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. This will be a presentation, a show worth coming out for. Maybe some of our Indiana listeners will want to drive in or come on in from Danville or Gibson City and head out to Judah Christian School. I think you can also find out more at the Judah Christian website, judah.org, judah.org. Before closing out, I think it's important to bask this in prayer, because your desire is God to be honored and to be a fun show and the audience to just to really enjoy themselves. So if your prayers were going to be answered, what would they be, or what would you want our listeners to be praying for over the next couple of weeks as you present Singing in the Rain for all those that are in attendance?
I would pray that someone who has never met Jesus will get an introduction. I would love that.
I would pray that God would get so much glory through all of this.
I would pray that the cast stays healthy through the rest of these couple weeks before the show, and that everyone has a good time, and that we all get to give glory to God through our performance.
That was Eli Peacher, and then you heard from Leslie Chambers and Cameron Cornell, and they're a part of the show coming to Judah Christian School on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You can purchase your tickets at the door, $10 for adults, $7 for students, $5 for those 12 and under. There's four shows, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 p.m., and then on Saturday, May 3rd, there's a 2 p.m. matinee. Get your tickets at the door and come join us for an evening of fun, of fellowship, and maybe there'll be some snacks or foods there, too.
Yeah, there's
so there's a concession stand. Yeah. So, hey, guys, thanks for being available. Thanks for your faith journey. For those of you that missed maybe a portion of today's broadcast or yesterday's edition, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, this interview is archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archived programs link, and you can listen anytime or paste it into an email and send it on to a friend. But we hope many of you will come out to the special Singing in the Rain presentation show at Judah Christian School May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Well, thank you, Leslie. Thank you, Eli. Thank you, Cameron, for being available for yesterday and today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to close out with the song we opened up with, Good Morning. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Sunbeams will soon shine through. Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you. And you. And you. Good morning. be grander than to be in Louisiana.
In the morning, it's great to stay up late. So good morning. Good morning to
my
you.
My name's Mississippi if we wasn't Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say good night.
Well, say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Monsieur.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Practice walking.
Good morning to you.